This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Presenting Carly and Callum, your serial offenders on Joy 94.9.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, Melbourne.
Hello and good morning on this beautiful 18-degree morning.
It was so warm when I left. Like, I packed my jumper in my bag, haven't even touched it. Not going to touch it.
Yeah, last night was stuffy, very stuffy, big heat ball last night. I was hot and frustrated.
I had a fan going on one side of me and a little dog who really wanted to cuddle on the other side. So it was kind of like, you're very cute, but get off because it's really warm.
Absolutely no way. Actually, I do remember lying in bed last night in the middle of my queen-size bed and just thinking, I am so glad I don't have to share this bed with anyone except for myself.
Oh, dear.
What do we have on today, Callum?
We've got our Nature or Nocho segment, all about the mighty Jaguar.
Jaguar, beautiful. Sexy.
They are so pretty.
Car.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is going to be more about the animal than the car that lives in the Amazon as well. Okay. Chatting a little bit about a Spice Girls cult that me and my friends came up with.
Spice Girls, anything is totally fine by me, and we can talk about that until
the
cows come home.
Excellent.
Now, we have Holly Durant coming in as well, which I'm super excited about because she is in the fabulous Finucane and Smith performance, which is out for Midsummer.
Yes, she is. It's pretty awesome as well. I saw her perform on the community stage and it's spectacular.
What's the community stage?
Oh, at Midsummer Carnival.
Ooh. Sorry.
And it was awesome. I finally recovered from my sunburn. I think I've stopped peeling from Midsummer.
Oh, you don't even look tanned. Yeah, you've gone back to white. It's fine.
Oh, great. Thanks.
And also, I'm off to a big festival this weekend and have been working my little guts out all week to create what can only be the best dress-ups for 4 days.
Nice. We also, I'm going to read some Mills and Boone style excerpts from a book we took camping with us. Because six boys do when they go off camping? They read Mills and Boone style stories.
Erotica.
We also have a couple of prizes to give away. But kicking you off this morning is Believer by the Freemasons. You're on Joy 94.9 with the Serial Offenders. Carly and Callum. Hope you're having a real good morning. Joy 94.9, it's 22 minutes to 7 with Carly and Callum, your serial offenders. I was given a gift the other day when I wandered into the studio by one of our fine volunteers on reception, who's just like, Callum, I've got something for you. It's re-gifting at its best. So he didn't even try to hide the fact that it was a gift. It's a little box of unbelievably crazy urban myths.
I've seen these. So this is in like a little tin container and you've got like a deck of cards, but they're in a square. And what does it have?
Like, it's just got little sort of facts.
Stuff that you find like on a beer bottle top. Under
yeah, exactly. Kind of but it tells you if they're true or if they're false.
Right. Okay.
I thought we could test the listeners.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you can text in like Tony has, who said, morning, guys. Hope you had an awesome carnival day. I did. Thank you, Tony.
Yes, we had a beautiful picnic. Thank you, Tony.
So nice.
Text in and let us know what you did.
0427-JOY-949.
Oh, my God, we're even finishing each other's sentences. Or just starting the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, hit me.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, violence is funny. No, that was a really weak joke. All right, let's start things off a little animal-y, because I like animals. Elephants can remain standing after death.
I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say it's true?
I feel like I know that. I feel like I've heard it before.
Really? All right. So you can just text in early if you want. If you're awake you know, just like Tony is. Good on you, Tony. And, you know, weigh in. Can elephants remain standing after death? You can use Google if you want, but I feel like that's kind of cheating.
It's so cheating.
Well, how are we going to police it, Carly?
Yeah,
how are we going to police
it? Let's just say no. Email onair@joy.org.au or the number is 0427-JOY949. Do animals stay standing
elephants.
When they die?
Elephants.
Did I just say animals?
You said animals. That's a little broad.
Do elephants stay standing when they die?
Yeah, it says elephants can remain standing after.
Ooh, you could go like elephant tipping.
Except that they're dead. Oh, that's awful.
And so we are all connected in the great serial of life. Joy 94.9.
You're with the Serial Offenders, Carly and Callum, this morning. I hope you're having a wonderful morning. Remember, we have the Pancake Parlor voucher and the Whitney Houston Live DVD to give away if you want them. Just like Darren does, all you need to do is text in 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au and let us know. And include, like, we'll read out another question shortly.
Sounds
to test
good.
You.
Now, Holly, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Hi.
You're performing in the new Finucane and Smith burlesque Wild Wild West,
that's
is that right?
Well, we did Wild West last year, 2014, and we did four shows and they just went ballistic, sold out, there wasn't enough seats. So this year we are going Wilder West.
Awesome.
Right.
So there are three more shows. We're doing seven shows for this midsummer, which is very exciting, and they're looking really tight already. So get tickets now is all I can say. And we have to close on the 14th. It's Valentine's Day. There are two shows on that day and it's going to be super special. So we're really excited.
What a beautiful Valentine's Day date.
Yeah. Bring an old lover, bring a new lover, bring a stranger.
Yes.
It's going to be definitely very fun.
Oh, cool. And so what is your act?
My acts in the show, I perform a couple of dance solos, a couple of dance duets, and I do a couple of diva kind of jazz standards songs. So I'm kind of all over the place. And then the show is a little bit of everything as well. So there is a couple of really great all-rounders, circus performers. Of course, people know Moira Finucane, undefinable.
Yeah.
Performance art. On steroids.
I remember once I went to one of her performances and I was in the first two rows and then we just all got given plastic bags or like ponchos and we're like, what is this?
How messy is this going to get?
So everyone's putting these ponchos on it and then she just comes out and just like spits milk on everybody.
Yeah.
What? Like,
best
seats. It was
in
amazing.
The house.
It was so amazing.
Wow.
And that was at 45 downstairs.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You've got to take care in those front few rows. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen to you.
That's incredible.
Best place
I love
to sit.
That. We got a taste of one of your performances on the community stage at Midsummer Carnival.
Yes, that was so fun.
Which was amazing.
Thank you.
Dressed up as a massive bird of paradise.
Yeah.
An incredible costume. And may I just compliment you on your dance and also your bum. What a fine bum.
It does feature a lot in that particular performance, I must say. Thank you.
Now, you have also just shown us a really amazing picture of a costume that you'll be wearing.
Yes. So a little while ago, our fabulous costume designer, Isaac Lemus, came across a lot of vintage Swarovski crystals mounted on a single strand. And there's about 40 meters of these continuous diamantes.
Where do you come across something like that?
Do you know, I think he found them on eBay.
Course.
But we just had to have them. So he got them and decided they were just too beautiful to cut. So he's done this incredible thing where he's just mounted these kind of Swarovskis on the tiniest slip of fabric in the most incredible way. And it just hangs and folds and goes in just the right places where almost everything is covered.
Not too much, I would hope, from a Finucane and Smith performance.
But you'll have to come and find out, really. But
yeah. So I definitely want to go just to see that because I can imagine like it all glittering in the light as well. And
absolutely.
So, and I'm all about glitter.
Magnificent. glitter.
This is definitely that show.
Awesome.
It looks kind of like it. Your dress would swing around and sort of almost trip you over. Do you need to be careful?
Yes. Those Swarovskis, absolutely. There are times when we run very quickly backstage to get ready and people need help or we need to pull a curtain. So this is one of those costumes that you just can't be in too much of a hurry or it just does kind of swing right out of place.
I think pendulous is the word we're looking for.
That's a pretty good description.
Awesome. If people want tickets, where do they go?
So if you go online to the Substation, there's a link there to try booking, which you can click directly through. Some of the shows have already sold out, but there are still tickets, so you won't miss out. We open on the 5th. It's a Thursday evening. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. Very exciting. And we close on Valentine's Day, so the 14th.
Yep.
So I'm going to have to just jump on Tinder, find a date, and then by Valentine's Day, that's where we'll be going.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Buy 2 tickets. Yeah. That's yeah. definitely the way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks so much for coming in.
My absolute pleasure. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah, for sure. And you're off to Perth now.
We are. Yeah. We go to Perth today. So we're going to run down and give them a little taste of some of what we're doing, warming up for the Substation down there at the Fringe. But we'll be really swift. We're only there for a week because we don't want to miss Midsummer.
Oh, great. Awesome. I've got some friends there, so I'll tell them to
go
down.
Send them along. Fantastic.
Yeah, good.
Nice. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, Serial Offenders with Kylie and Callum, and it's time for the freaking weekend.
All right.
So can I just say, we started Freakend Weekend because I'm trying to save money and I'm actually at a worse bank balance than when I started it.
Really? So you haven't been taking your own advice?
No, basically not. But here we go. I'm going away for the weekend. But if you are not, this Friday night, the Abbotsford Convent has a supper market which is running on Fridays from the 6th till the 10th, and it's a summer market, so it's on for pretty much the rest of February.
Oh, so it's a summer market. Well, I thought you said supper market.
Oh, it's supper market, but it's running through summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's a supper market?
Well, it's just got lots of food vans there with Vietnamese. You've got goslames. You've got the, what is it called? Lentil is anything, which is, have you been to Lentil is anything?
Not for a very long time.
You pay what you think the food is worth. Yeah. It's amazing. And, it all goes to charity.
I haven't had breakfast yet. This is killing me.
So, 6 till 10 Friday night, the supper market at Abbotsford Convent.
Yum.
Now, also at the National Gallery, there is at the State Library, not the National Gallery. I'm just get my facts straight. So at the State Library, there's an exhibition on, and it's called Bohemian Melbourne, and it runs from 1860 till today. And it goes through like all the amazing people that have actually shaped Melbourne. So Marcus Clark, Albert Tucker, Mirka Moira, who actually has just popped up in the book that I'm reading that Noel Trovey has written.
Really?
Yes. I think she owned a cafe, which is where a lot of theatre people. Pardon? Val's Cafe. Thank you, Jeff.
You want to jump in? You're welcome to. Come on.
Barry Humphreys and Valley Myers, Nick Cave. So all these people that have pretty much shaped Melbourne into being the arts hub that we are and like to tell everybody about. And that's a free exhibition at the State Gallery.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, it also does say on the internet that there's live music, film screenings and art workshops, walking tours, but it doesn't actually say or specify when or where. So if you want to do something a little bit extra within the exhibition itself, I recommend that you give them a call.
Where do you go, Carly?
Where's my happy place?
What? Funny you should mention Happy Place, because in this erotic novel we were reading on our camping trip, because, I mean, what do 6 boys do when you're out on your classic camping trip, 6 boys canoeing down the river, just the lads, you know, you read terrible erotica.
Great. That's what you do. Sounds amazing.
That's what us kids, we're odd kids. All right. So that's what we do. We actually ended up having a Viking funeral for this book at the end.
Oh, it looks like you've even highlighted your favourite parts of the book, Callum.
I have, for easy reading. This is about a girl called Willa, who's no longer happy.
Willa?
Willa, yeah.
Like it. W-I-L-L-A?
Yes.
I like it.
No longer satisfied with settling down. Like, not settling down, but, like, settling for something. She wants what she deserves.
Oh, she's a woman with a mind. What?
I know.
Shock.
Nothing sexier than a woman with a mind. And she did. She really did. She was no longer prepared to settle for the crumbs of life. She wanted the meat and potatoes and the sushi and the tiramisu of life. She wanted it all.
Oh, wow. She's a bisexual.
No, she's not.
If you want the meat and the fish... I'd say
that's
you
meat
want
and
both.
Potatoes.
And
thank
sushi.
You, lady. And tiramisu of life. She wants it all. And if that doesn't say
so
all...
So I'd say she's part of our community.
Oh, would you? Well, it gets... the descriptions of people weren't great. So here's Willow describing her man.
Okay. So this today she's going with... yeah. What's his name?
Rob. As she's touching his chest. So hard, she thought. Muscular. But not over the top. Just pure masculine strength. It's interesting, these things. And then, well, when you said Happy Place, it reminded me that even though it's an erotic book and it gets quite descriptive at
hot
times.
And heavy?
Yeah. They use interesting euphemisms. So sex was different when love was involved, Willa thought, watching her naked man leave the bed and head into the bathroom. Always spectacular before, making love, and that's what it was now, was deeper, hotter, more thrilling. Her heart had orgasmed along with her happy place, and it was a feeling that she knew she'd never get enough of.
I am so sorry if we have just taken your children through education that should normally be left for
I don't think that was overly I don't think that was overly descriptive. Her heart has orgasmed along with her happy place. These are actual words written in an actual book. And then it just got really bizarre.
Well, it's good because I don't like anything too crass.
Well, yeah, no, it's not too crass. But happy place?
Oh, hello, I could... That's fine.
I mean, yeah, but I just feel like for an erotic fiction book...
I think sometimes, you know, when it's straight to the point and you're using four-letter words, it gets a little bit too, like, yeah, oh, that's you're freaking me out
that's
now.
A bit much as well. All right, the last one I'd like to read, little excerpt, is when she's describing her hangover. She's woken up. She had a big night. Willa licked her lips and was suddenly conscious of her pounding head and the fact that her mouth felt as if a herd of llamas had bedded down in it during the night.
Sorry? A herd of llamas had what?
Bedded down in it during the night, like a herd of llamas had had a sleep out in her mouth.
Oh, my God.
That's what it felt like. What does that feel like?
That's so weird.
Fluffy? Furry? I don't... It's... anyway, so that was my camping trip. We actually ended up having a Viking funeral for this book.
You just ripped out your favourite pages and highlighted
them. We kept the scripture and highlighted my favourite bits, and I built a little raft, and we set it afloat on the river, and it sank almost immediately.
Our producer, Sheena, has just texted in from home and said that she loves erotic fiction for breakfast.
All right. Well, I reckon we can do better.
We can do better.
Yeah. I reckon we can do better than llamas suddenly conscious of her pounding head and the fact that her mouth felt as if a herd of llamas had bedded down in it during the night.
What are you putting to us, Callum?
I'm putting to us that if you send in a couple of topics on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au, I'll try to write a short little excerpt from, like, an erotic fiction novel.
I want to do this too.
Yeah, we'll do it together.
Separately.
All right, and then we'll see whose is better. We'll keep it PG, maybe not take it too seriously.
Well,
keep
Mills
it a little
and
silly.
Style descriptions.
Yeah, exactly. Happy places, herds of llamas, sushi and tiramisu.
Oh, done.
Please text in topics you would like involved. I'm excited for this. I really want to do this. News headlines coming up shortly.
We just made a new segment.
Feels like a herd of llamas is bedding down in my mouth and they're all sleeping soundly.
Love your mornings. Joy 94.9.
Remix there. You're on Joy 94.9. Carly and Calum, your serial offenders. It's time for Nature or Notcha.
Oh, hello, Mr. Attenborough. How are you? It's so good to see you.
I'm quite well, thank you, Carly. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That other man always seems to run out of the studio when I come in. Does he have an issue with me?
I think he's intimidated.
Oh, I see.
You know, he really likes animals and you're just a bit better at him about knowing about animals, and so he just...
I am sort of the best.
Yes.
Well, today we're learning about the mighty jaguar.
The jaguar, like the car?
Like the big cat.
Oh, right.
That's all right, Dan. You can't help it. All right, so I have three facts for you, and I'd like you to text in which one you think is true, which one you think is false, and we'll be doing it not too long a time, because we're running out of time. Sorry, I was a bit late. I had to park the Bentley.
Oh, it takes you a while to walk down the street these days anyway.
It does. I'm getting on a bit. All right, so the jaguar... which of these is true and which is false? It can kill a caiman in one bite.
What's a caiman?
They're a South American alligator species. They're a bit smaller than regular alligators, but still pretty big. The earliest discovered stringed instrument mimics the jaguar's growl.
Oh, what is that instrument called?
I don't remember.
Right.
That's smooth. Or, also, the jaguar eats the heart first before eating the rest of the animal.
That is false.
That one, you think that one's false?
Yes, I think
heart eating is false. All right. Let's just run through them again once more.
Yes.
For the jaguar, it can kill a caiman in one bite.
Which a caiman is a smallish alligator.
Yes.
From
South American alligator. The earliest discovered stringed instrument mimics the jaguar, or it eats the heart of the animal first. All of these facts, which one is true, which is false?
Are two true and one's false, or is two false and one true?
What do you think?
Well, I didn't think... I thought they only lived in Africa.
No, South America.
Right, there you go.
Yep. But apart from that, yes. All right, text in 0427JOY949 or email us electronically on air@joy.org.au. No need for a postman there.
Joy 94.9.
Like I Can by Sam Smith, 14 minutes to 9. I came back from the toilet and who's sitting in my seat? A poorly impersonated David Attenborough. Yes, well, I'm just keeping it warm for you, that's all. Mm-hmm. Of course you were. Look, this is my...
Callum, don't offend the talent.
I'm talented.
No.
You pale in significance to wonderful me. I'm sorry. We were discussing the jaguar today.
I bet David knows more about jaguars than you do, Callum.
He does not. Yes, I am almost certain that I do. I travelled throughout South America and the Amazon. Yeah, well, I've been to Tasmania.
That's good.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Go. Do the jaguar thing. Thanks. All right. The jaguar, also known as the narwhal or nahuatl.
Oh, what? Is that South American?
It's Old Mayan, I think, or Aztec. I can't remember. I think it's Mayan. Right, we have three facts. They can kill a caiman in one bite. The earliest discovered stringed instrument mimics the jaguar, or it eats the heart of its prey first. Which one is false? Which are true?
And I think it's one of them that's false, and I think it is that he eats the heart last. I don't know how they'd be able to know.
Eat the heart first.
What I meant.
That's right. Right, well, the truth is they can kill a caiman in one bite. The name Nahuatl actually comes from the Mayan phrase, which means to kill in one pounce or to kill in one leap. And what they do is they bite through the spine. They sever the spinal cord of the caiman immediately by just...
Are you listening to this, Callum?
Yeah, I'm listening. And he's right so far, whatever. Yes, it's not likely I'm going to be wrong. Bites down, jumps in, and just severs the spinal cord. So the caiman is just killed instantly. And with other things, they grab them around the neck and shake them quite a lot.
Oh, that sounds too scary for me.
They are a top predator. They're a keystone predator, which means they have no other natural threats in their in their area. Unfortunately, like most things, their biggest threat is destruction of their territory and hunting by humans.
So they're the human of the jungle?
Yeah, pretty basically. Much. The earliest stringed instrument does mimic the jaguar, the earliest stringed instrument that has been discovered. They have a curious growl that's sort of like a... You know.
Sounds like a horrible instrument.
Yes. Well, it mimics their growl quite well. Also, not great on the growling, unfortunately.
Callum, do you reckon you could do a better growl than David Attenborough?
Yes.
Give it a go. That was good.
Yeah, see? Thanks, David. That was good, but it didn't sound like a jaguar. They have a different throaty growl. So, no. Well,
fine. All right, you two, cut it out.
All right.
So that must mean I'm right.
You were right. However, like, congratulations, well done, but they do go for the heart first, but they don't pull every... what they do is after they kill their prey, they eat the lungs first on the way to the heart in order to eat the heart first. They do go for the heart immediately. Fascinating animals, and that's the Aztecs and ancient Mayans believed that the heart was where all the strength was, which is why when they did human sacrifices, they'd pull out the heart, and when they saw that the jaguar would eat the heart first, go for the heart first, they were fascinated and believed that they were some sort of god, because they knew the most important parts, whereas generally, animals will eat all the yummy guts and muscly, fatty bits first.
Yuck! So I hope we've grossed you out.
I hope you're not eating breakfast. I hope you're on your way to school. Yeah, school's not back yet, David. So, well, look, I'm from Britain, so cut me some slack.
Callum, cut the attitude. He might not want to come back next time.
Oh, no. I'll always come back for your gorgeous smile, Carl.
Dave. We'll have a coffee after.
Oh, fine. Yeah, I don't want coffee. I don't want coffee with you two anyway. All right, I think it's time we play a song. He's getting a little sour. How about we have Jessica Malboy's Never Be the Same?
Sounds good to me. Thank you, David.
Oh, you're welcome, Carly. Always a pleasure.
Darling.
But let me explain. When we die, our bodies become the grass, and the antelope eat the grass, and so we are all connected in the great cereal of life. Joy 94.9.
It's 9:03. You are with Carly and Callum on the Serial Offenders, and we've had a text in from Lance from Frankston saying, hi David, is that really Callum, or are you just impersonating him? If so, you sound more like Callum than he does himself. Great. Great. So not only is David taking over my radio show, he's also getting more fans than I do already.
I know. Oh, well, don't worry. He'll be back next week.
Yes, I believe they're doing leopards next week.
Why are we doing leopards next week?
Well, we do have a doo-wop band coming in, the Sugar-Fed Leopards, which is going to be amazing.
And they are honestly phenomenal. Like, I've seen them perform before many times, and to the point where the people are walking past on the street and can see it. There's no one, no more space in the venue for them to come in, that people are billowing out onto the street and watching it from
just
the
keeping
side.
An ear. That's
it's
amazing.
Just amazing. So they're releasing their first album on the 30th, and they're coming in to talk about their album launch and their film clips.
Awesome.
And we also have the creators of the Zine magazine. I always get that wrong. Alex, you might remember
Excellent.
A couple of months ago we put a call out with the creators of Alex to get in contact if you were between the ages of 15 and 25 to contribute a story, a review, anything. If you're a youth that associates with the LGBTIQ community, and it doesn't have to be queer centric, the article, and that is being released at Hares and Hyenas, all to do with Midsummer.
Lots to do next week. We'll also be reading out our short erotic fiction sort of excerpts.
So should we pick a theme now?
No, we've got two topics we have to include. Oh. So we have to include them both.
Right.
So we have to include camel toes and a strawberry collapsing in on itself.
Okay.
Yeah, Sonia is up next. You might have caught her for Second Breakfast. You might have caught her at Carnival Day with Dean Rankin with Cartooning with Pride, putting heads in jars. So, right, it's not as violent as it sounds. But right now, we're out. Catch you next week.
Have a good week.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.